knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
I'm pretty excited to talk to Dean because I finally saw a movie.
Dean, Wendy saw a movie.
Dalmatians.
No, I know I'm late, so. No.
Chips.
No.
Baywatch.
No.
All good. Every movie Dean has mentioned are great movies.
Oscar worthy.
Each one of them.
See, here's why I could never be a movie reviewer, because I don't see them right when they come out or before.
You wait a little while.
I see them months after. I finally saw Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
I absolutely loved that movie.
Right?
It was.
Girl power.
But see, you and Bill both kind of said that. It is girl power, but they don't make men look bad other than the kilt-wearing guy who makes himself look bad.
Yeah.
But it's not like a man-hating movie at all. It's just an empowerment of women. And God, does she look like Annabelle Laval. She reminded
intentionally.
Me so much of Annabelle Laval.
She thanked her in the credits. I don't know if you stayed all the way till the end for all the credits.
I didn't.
Dean, weren't they going to give the part originally to Annabelle, and then they decided not to?
Too difficult to pronounce her name,
right,
as it turned out.
You didn't think of her at all as you were watching it? Because I couldn't stop thinking of her.
I guess a little bit. I mean, now that you say it, I guess I can see it, but it didn't.
Not at the time?
It didn't cross my mind.
All right.
I don't think.
And I've seen Annabelle Laval jump in the air and swirl her leg underneath yours to knock you down.
Well, she's got a lasso of truth, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean, but I'm going to pretend I do.
All you got to do is add if you know what I mean. It sounds right. A little dirtier.
I'm so with you.
It doesn't matter what you say.
But yes.
If you know what I mean.
I just feel I couldn't wait to talk to you to say I loved it. I finally saw a current movie.
Yeah.
It's not 100% current.
It's a good one. No, that's going to wind up being one of the biggest ones of the year. So that was, I think that was a good choice for you to
And Wendy also just saw The Boatniks with Robert Morris and Christopher.
Shut up.
But 1971.
It's good timing because they have announced the second Wonder Woman, haven't they?
They did. Gal Gadot is confirmed. The movie's going to be out December 12th, 2019. I think it's so funny that they give us the exact date.
It's on my calendar already.
This far, yeah. So Wendy will be seeing it in 2023. But
right.
Nonetheless, she'll be seeing it eventually.
There's no way they wouldn't make a sequel to this. It was a huge hit in every respect, right?
No, huge. It may be the biggest grossing movie of the year. I can't remember if it finally eclipsed Guardians of the Galaxy 2 or not. But if it's not the number one movie, it's pretty close to number one movie of the year so far.
Can I say I saw Guardians of the Galaxy 2 also?
There
so
you,
look at me.
You did you write on the cutting edge of six months ago? Spider-Man? Did you see Spider-Man?
No, we might do it this weekend.
How about...
Poor Jimmy Mack's been trying to get me to go. I'm like, I can't sit there. I will say Wonder Woman theater ass kicked in. It was pretty long.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, there was a lot of bad guys to fight.
I guess.
Ask him to speed it up next time.
It was over 2 hours, wasn't it?
Maybe you need to go to one of those more comfortable theaters.
Yeah.
I get bored.
You go to the dollar theaters where you have to sit on bar stools.
Wendy climbs a tree. There's a drive-in near her house, and she just climbs a tree and watches it in the tree.
See, at least I could climb a little higher when I get fidgety. It's hard to sit that long.
That's very, very true.
And one of my first radio jobs was in Aurora. It was WMRO. The Talk of the Valley.
Yeah.
What valley?
The Fox Valley.
Oh, okay.
1280 AM on your dial.
Yeah.
Dean in the morning.
Oh.
It was right down the street from a drive-in theater that was, I forget what street it was on, but it was out in the Aurora area, but there was a drive-in theater nearby, and we would get lawn chairs and go sit on the roof of the building.
Oh, great.
And drink beer and watch whatever the movie was, not being able to hear a thing.
Yeah.
But we would sit up there and do what Wendy does.
Every once in a while, Dean, I grew up in Oak Forest, and there were two drive-in movie theaters about 15 minutes away. And sometimes we'd be driving past them. And remember, you could kind of see them from the highway a little bit.
Yeah.
So every once in a while, there'd be an R-rated movie. And my brother and I would just, we wouldn't blink. We would just stare at the screen in hopes we would see something.
Oh, yeah. That R-rated pleasure.
Yeah. Oh, Valerie Perrine is on. Something magical is about to happen. This is going to be great.
Look, Stockard Channing, look.
This is going to be great. Dean, some good news about Jon Stewart. Did you see this?
I did see. He's going to be doing a stand-up special or two.
Two?
For HBO. They haven't announced dates. They haven't announced anything, but I'm delighted to see him coming back to do stand-up.
That's going
to
be great.
Glad to see him. Everything's good with HBO because I would love nothing more than for him to come back and do a Daily Show-esque something or other for HBO.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Mahershala Ali, who won Best Supporting Actor for Moonlight. Wendy's going to be seeing that movie. It's scheduled in February next year, even though it won the Academy Award for Best Picture last year.
Hey, was it the Highlight Drive-In, by the way?
I don't remember.
Oh, on Montgomery Road in Aurora.
I want to say it was on New York Street.
All right, sorry.
New York Street or Route 59, something like that. That's where the radio station was. Anyway, Mahershala Ali has just signed on. He's going to be doing True Detectives.
Oh, the third season?
Yeah, next year for HBO. So they made a few announcements on some things that are coming up.
They get the most amazing cast. The first season of the show is really good. The second, not as good.
Vince Vaughn season. Yeah,
yeah. It didn't quite have the luster that the first season had. It's still okay, but not as great.
Bill hates Vince Vaughn.
No, I love Vince Vaughn.
I love him.
I really enjoy Vince Vaughn.
No, you hate Kevin Hart.
Yeah, I don't like Kevin Hart. Hate's a strong word.
I've heard you use it.
I despise
it.
Kevin Hart.
Bill hates anyone who is short or tall.
Yes.
Boy.
I think all people should be average height.
Thank God I'm in the middle.
I want people to be average height. That's it. I know that seems awful, but that's it.
Manute Bol's on the phone. Tell
don't
him
that like him.
Bill's not going to take his call.
Hang up on Manute Bol. Yeah.
You come up to Bill, and if you're over like 6 feet, you better crouch down a little bit.
Well, you've seen the video of me and Billy Barty having a spat, right? You ever see that video?
I do remember that.
Oh, was that crazy?
I do remember seeing that. I didn't understand what was going
on. No,
I
didn't either. I was in the middle of it, and I didn't understand.
It all makes sense to me now, though.
All right, we'll take a short break, and then Dean will explain which movies.
Short break, I get it.
Oh, Billy Barty, take that. Dean will tell us which movies to see and which we shouldn't see this weekend and for Wendy in 8 months. So stick around. That's coming up next. Bill and Wendy, WGN. Dean Richards is with us right now. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder on WGN. There's a whole
and you know
lot.
What else?
Yes, what
you
else?
Know what else?
What?
As if by magic, as we were just talking about her a minute ago, Annabelle Aval.
What?
Just walked in and I told her what you said.
Yes.
Wendy, that.
She likes me more now.
Did you hear that?
No, what?
Let's say it one more time.
I love you, Wendy.
I love you right back, Annabelle Aval. I kept thinking. Jeez. How do you say her name, Bill?
Goal.
Did Bill say that stupid thing about my name again?
I can't pronounce it. My tongue won't pronounce it. La 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 la. I can't say it.
Anna, try to stay focused. That Wendy thinks you look just like Wonder Woman. Gal Gadot.
I haven't signed. I'll be right.
She's signing a card.
Oh, she is.
There's a communal greeting card or something.
Oh, all right.
Going on, ladies and gentlemen, Annabelle Aval.
Wonder Woman.
She's my Wonder Woman.
Chicago's Wonder Woman.
Wendy,
yes.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. I thought of you the whole movie.
Oh, I am flattered, honored, and I also hate that you're not. I mean, I love Steve Bertrand, and I learn a lot about business with him during that hour. But
you're lucky he's off today.
I'm never invited to the show anymore.
No, we've tried a bunch of times.
No, that's not true. Don't lie.
We have.
I can't do the first hour when one of you is out. I miss you guys.
We'll get you back in here. Don't
worry.
I don't
know how to use the phone with that app thing.
Oh,
it's so easy.
We'll figure it out. We'll get
you
back.
You're Wonder Woman. You should figure it out.
Yeah.
She's got a lasso of truth, but she can't figure out how to use the phone.
You're so funny.
What?
Are you always on the radio, Richards?
Yes. Yes.
Thanks,
man. He has like a half hour with Cochran in the morning.
Right.
Every day.
Every day.
I wake up to Dean. And then I listen to him on the radio.
Oh. In front of Wonder Woman.
Love you guys.
Bye, Anna.
See ya.
Take care. Dean, Atomic Blonde.
Yes.
With Charlize Theron. Mmm, this looks good.
Jeez.
Wow.
This looks good.
That was creepy.
She's like the female James Bond.
Well,
she is pretty kick-ass.
Yeah.
I would say that she's kick-ass. I think going the... Not you. We're not talking about you anymore. We're done talking about you. Wow, you give her one compliment.
I know. That's all it takes.
She is definitely kick-ass. She is a British MI6 agent in this new movie.
Yeah.
She is assigned to go to Berlin to break up a Russian espionage ring. Like, that could happen in modern-day world.
Fantasy.
This is actually set shortly before the Berlin Wall falls down. But anyway, this, you know, something goes awry.
Yeah.
And
doesn't it always?
And you know, the action ensues as a result of that. Charlize, the movie is okay. The plot line of the story, I think it's like, kind of like your typical could be Bourne Identity,
yeah,
could be Mission Impossible, could be one of the James. I think the James Bond movies are way smarter and way more thoughtful.
Right.
Not that this is dumb at all, but I think this the Bond movies are on a different level, I think, than this one. This one reminded me more of Bourne Identity. But so it's kind of average, but Charlize Theron really brings it in this movie. She really, you would say that she is kick-ass.
Yeah.
That's an understatement. She elevates this movie. And it's pretty amazing. She was like, remember when Angelina Jolie was doing all these
like Lara Croft
action-y, Lara Croft and Salt, and you know, all those. It's very much like that.
Yeah.
Only Charlize Theron. I say Charlize Theron. You said Theron. Is that is that correct?
I think Dean's right.
I think the Bill Gadot is correct.
Yeah.
She was on with Trevor Noah last night, who is also from South Africa, like Charlize is. And he said it the way you're saying it, so I think that may be the correct way.
Yeah,
I'm going to still say it wrong, though.
Okay, that's fine.
That's how you roll.
I just like to be.
Maybe
that
she
one.
Says it wrong, Dean. Maybe we're saying it
it's
right,
possible.
And she says it
maybe
wrong.
Maybe your parents told her wrong,
right,
from the beginning. Maybe she doesn't even know that she's supposed to be saying it the way I do.
Maybe.
Anyway, she made the movie for me, and she makes it really fun. Don't go in expecting a whole bunch in the story department, but really fun, and Dean's List B.
Oh, that's not bad at all. Okay, let's move to Detroit,
which
is something very few people have said out loud.
A sentence that's rarely been uttered.
Right.
Actually, you know what? I was in Detroit this week because...
It's come a long way.
Another statement that is rarely ever uttered. I went to Detroit this week. I went to interview the cast of this new movie, and I don't think I've ever been to Detroit before, and I was
really?
Only there for a day. I was just a quick in and out.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't think I've ever been. So
I've never been either.
It's only been, you know, what you hear in your mind that Detroit is, and frankly, if you ask most people today, they'll tell you Chicago is
more
dangerous. What that image of Detroit once was. I was in the downtown area there, which as the results of many of the things that happened in this movie. Was literally set on fire, was literally destroyed. So now it's been rebuilt. Some of the old buildings have all been rebuilt, rehabbed, and it really was quite nice. So I have, from my very limited experience, I have nothing but nice things to say about what they're doing in Detroit.
Good.
This movie is set 50 years ago this week.
Yeah.
When an after-hours club where people would go to dance and play music and drink, after hours, was raided by the police. It was in an African-American neighborhood. It was all African-American people. And they were shuffled outside and, frankly, abused by the police. Unnecessary force, unnecessary roughing. And the people who were part of that, all the people who were in this neighborhood who witnessed it, frankly, had just had enough. And Detroit erupted into... what's called the 12th Street riots that lasted for about a week, burned down quite a bit of the city of Detroit. The terrible race riots that were going on, a lot of the major cities, including Chicago, had them as well for different reasons. But this movie focuses on that raid, those riots, and zeroes in on one of the events that took place as a result of these riots afterwards, when police, not only Detroit police, but Michigan State Police and the National Guard were trying to quiet things down there. There was a raid on a famous hotel in Detroit called the Algiers Hotel, where, again, people were rounded up, people were abused. By the telling of the story, which is alleged to be true, tremendous police misconduct, which left three people dead and several people severely, severely, severely beaten. That's what this movie chronicles. So this movie is it's not an easy movie to watch. It actually reminded me in many ways of watching 12 Years a Slave, where you were viewing horrible atrocities that were taking place against African-American people.
Yeah.
Not pleasant to watch, not fun, but I think important to watch. It is a superbly made movie. Catherine Bigelow, who won the Academy Award directing The Hurt Locker, brings you this movie in sort of a documentary style. It's brilliantly directed. The performances are outstanding. John Boyega, who plays Finn in the latest Star Wars movie, he's part of the cast of this, is amazing. Will Poulter, who was the little kid in Where the Millers, he's actually a British actor. He plays one of the racist cops, is just one of the most despicable on-screen characters that you're ever going to see. He's spectacular in the movie. This whole cast of mostly young, mostly unknown actors is just so outstanding. This movie is so beautifully done. But know when you go to see this movie, it's not a day in the park. It's tough to watch, but definitely worth it. And also, you can't help but reflect on things that still happen in today's headlines, which are very similar, which I think was kind of the point of making the movie, that this happened 50 years ago, but these kinds of things are still happening all over the country today. So big fat Dean's List A.
Nice.
On that one. Detroit is really great. It's only going to be in a few theaters this week. Next week it'll open into even more theaters. But then,
yes,
if you want to talk about a dramatic epic,
yes,
that's opening up, the Emoji Movie.
Finally opening.
Is finally opening, the long-awaited Emoji Movie,
yes,
animated, that takes you inside your smartphones where these little emoji symbols all live. And, you know, try to get along. Hijinks take place.
You would imagine.
I love hijinks.
Things happen between, you know, get a bunch of emojis together.
You're in for a game or two.
Something's
going
to go down, as we say in the streets.
Yep.
And that's what this movie is about. It's a very high-tech centric storyline, which was really a little weird that I think this is the first movie that I've ever seen where everything is so technology dependent. So on the like super serious over analyzing this movie, it's kind of interesting in that way. On the other side, it's kind of clever, it's kind of funny. There are so many jokes about the poop emoji that if the 12-year-old boy in you will be laughing nonstop at Sir Patrick Stewart, two times Sir Laurence Olivier winner, Royal Shakespearean, a theater veteran,
yes,
portraying the voice of the poop emoji in a brilliant tour de force performance, as far as I'm concerned.
God, I'm surprised he agreed to that.
I smell an Oscar.
Oh, boy. To the urinal.
Number one and number two.
Yes.
Dean's List. I gave this a Dean's List B. I actually kind of enjoyed that.
You just said that out loud, Dean, on the radio.
I'm
you
not,
just said that.
I commit to it. I gave
all
it
right.
a Dean's List B.
Dean's List B for the Emoji Movie.
I'm not ashamed.
Right. Maybe it'll come to the Skylark Drive-In on New York Street and Route 59 in Aurora.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Find that. How did you find
that? A listener. They're awesome.
Wow.
Dean, thank you.
Imagine me, a young Dean with his big lamb chop sideburns.
Yes.
My leisure suit.
Tearing tickets.
Sitting up there drinking an old style, watching the Emoji Movie, but not being able to hear anything.
Dean,
because of the sideburns?
Yeah.
They were like earmuffs.
They blocked the sound.
That's why I had them.
Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you in a week.
Thanks, Dean.
That's Dean Richards. We'll find out what Elise Glink has on the Wintrust Business Lunch next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.